anyone listening. REZ WD4CYM listening. How do you copy this station?
100% full quieting, but you're doing a great job. It sounds pretty good.
I'm supposed to run the net at 9 o'clock, and I tried to run Shelby's net a while back, about a week or so ago, and didn't do a good job. The radio was cutting in and out, and it got, or I just couldn't hear anything. I'm pleased to know that it's doing better now.
Not cutting in and out or anything. Like I said, you're not 100% quieting, but you sound very good. I mean, well enough to do a net, that's for sure.
I'm near Columbus, North Carolina. Where are you located?
South Carolina.
Some of my check-ins, I think, check-in from Taylor's. Did y'all get any tornado damage yesterday?
Very fortunate here. Slight tree damage, if you even want to call it that. More or less just, you know, the normal broken tree branch because of a thunderstorm. But I did get woken up because of all the, you know, the alarms going off and stuff at around 4 in the morning. And I got to tell you, it was pretty windy. But, no, we fared really well. We never lost power or anything like that. So we did really well considering what happened to a lot of other people. So we feel very fortunate.
I heard they had a lot of damage down at Seneca and Marietta and one other place.
Got hit first and then Marietta, because my wife and I were up watching the news at like 4:15 in the morning, watching all that unfold. I can't think of the other place that it went through. I think it was like a EF4 or 3, something like that. I know a building was totally destroyed in a few homes. I don't know how far it traveled.
It traveled 7 or 8 miles. I think the other place that had a lot of damage was Easley.
Easley is south of me. No, I just moved here. Actually, I just bought my new car in Easley. But I'm from Florida, and it's flat. So no matter where you go, you know what direction you're headed? Up here, forget it. I have no clue. Especially if the sun is straight up. I have no idea what direction I'm going. It kind of drives me crazy because of all the, you know, the mountains and the hills and stuff like that. But it's still very nice. What time is the net, by the way?
9 o'clock.
If I'm around, I'll try to check in. I think that would probably be my first time doing so. I would imagine it probably get quite a few people in there, right?
And welcome to the area, you and your wife and whatever, whoever else is in your family. I'm going to go ahead and try to grab something to eat before I have to start running the net. Thank you so much for coming back to me and giving me kind of a signal report. This is WD4CYM, clear.
4CYM, I believe it was. Okay, well, I'll do my best to get in here at 9 o'clock. I'm sure I'll at least be able to check in there for a minute, a brief moment. So you enjoy your snack there, and we'll try to catch you at 9 o'clock. I think it's 8 o'clock now, so about an hour from now. And like I said, you'll be fine to do the net as long as your carrier stays the same. Nothing changes. So I'll say 73s on that note. Pleasure talking with you. Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Echo Zulu. Easy way to do it, but I guess it's effective. KJ4REZ.
Well, if I'm not going to be here at 9, might as well do it this way. KJ4CCD, clear.
No, I didn't blame you. I didn't think that was possible, so that's pretty cool. All right, buddy. Have a great evening. KJ4REZ.